Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to something quite extraordinary? It's the Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. And now, it is with great pleasure that I introduce you to your host, Tiffany Rosdell.
Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. I'm your host, Tiffany Rosdell, and happy new year to everyone. Welcome to 2024. Thank you so much for tuning in. And today is a very special because this is going to be the very first time that I'm going to talk to my team members. And I would love to introduce you this two amazing team member that is currently helping me out on the podcast. Let me introduce you to Aline and Chase. Aline and Chase, hi, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Hi, happy new hi. Year.
So Aline is joining us from Tokyo as well. And Chase is actually based in Japan now because he's teaching, but he's currently back home in the States. Can you please introduce yourself, Chase and Aline, your name, what do you do, your pronouns, and your gender identity?
So my name is Chase Montgomery. I'm a performer and a writer. I'm originally from the greater Philadelphia area, but I just moved to Tochigi, Japan in, I guess, September of 2023, because this is coming out later. But so I work as an English teacher. I've been working on the Breakfast with Tiffany show for the past couple of months now as a podcast writer. And my pronouns are he, him.
Thank you, Chase. Aline, your turn.
All right. My name is Aline. I'm originally from Inner Mongolia, China. I have been studying in Japan in a university for the past 2 years. And just like Chase, I've been working on the podcast for the past few months. My pronouns are he, him. Thank you.
Thank you, Aline. Oh, I'm so happy to be able to talk to you guys here on the podcast. This is the very first time. We're always in touch. I'm offline. But this is the first time you both being on the show. How do you feel?
I'm excited. I don't know why I'm a little nervous, but I'm mostly excited.
Me too. This is surprisingly nervous, really.
Yeah. We have conversations all the time, but I think the fact that it's being recorded and released, I'm like, oh, this is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, this is not a live. This is not live, but we're going to be live. it's great to have both of you on the podcast. And I've been wanting to have both of you on the podcast, just also to let our listeners know who are the team members. And I'm always proud of my team members. So let's do a background check. I know that you said a little bit about yourself, but can you let us know a little bit more about you, Chase?
So I went to school for journalism. So I did a lot of different editorial work and like journalistic type of writing. When I was in school, I performed. So I did a lot of acting and singing during high school and like a little bit during college as well. But I just started to perform again maybe last year around the middle of 2022. I'm an actor, I'm a performer, writer, trying to get back into it after not doing it for so long. So
your background when the very first time I talked and met you online. We haven't even met in person yet, although you're already...
Never, no.
We planned it, but didn't.
We've tried to multiple times, but we've never actually.
We did. The very first time I met you online, I really thought like your personality was amazing.
Thank you.
Like, so you're much. The perfect person to be like doing, you know, like the work that you've been doing. And you are. You've been doing the work that you've been doing for the podcast. As you can see, like all the amazing description that you guys see on the show, every time we release an episode, Chase is the one who's writing all these amazing descriptions on for the podcast. So thank you, Chase.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. How about you, Aline?
Well, I am ethnic Mongolian. I was born and raised in a relatively small city in China, and there weren't much of LGBT representation or, honestly, acceptance in that front. So as I came to Japan, I started to, looking for a community. And I found this amazing organization called the Tokyo Rainbow Toastmaster, which is where I met Tiffany. That's pretty much it.
Thank you, Aline. Yeah, that's the very first time I met you on the club that I'm currently the president of, Tokyo Rainbow Toastmasters Club. And yeah, like we met several times already because you've been, and you also became a member of that community. So thank you.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you both, I know the answers to this question because that's the very first time we did kind of like, we did an interview. I talked to both of you. I asked what really motivated you to do the work that you wanted to do for the Breakfast with Tiffany show.
I think for me, going to Japan, I wanted to find an overall queer/LGBT community abroad because I had such a good network at home, but I knew it would be a struggle to find people in Japan, especially living where I was because it's not like a huge, huge city or anything. I wanted to connect online to different people that shared experiences with me and had similarities. So just different queer people, especially queer people of color, especially trans people, and just finding and making that community. I've definitely been able to make that working on the show. And it's been a great resource for me. So
thank you. Thank you for that, Chase. What about you, Aline?
My interest is really in like the making of podcast itself. Ever since I get out of China, I started to listen to a lot of podcasts about like psychology, about, for example, feminism, all sorts of things. And it really amazed me of how like the strengths within people's voices. And so when I'm like kind of offered this opportunity to work with Tiffany, I was very excited. And it has been a very like eye-opening journey so far.
Thank you, Aline. Yeah, the very first time we met on Toastmasters, you were saying about like, you love listening to the podcast. I was just like, oh, that's a keyword. I'm actually looking for a
number. Yeah.
So yeah, like the timing of meeting both of you was actually the right timing that I was really looking for people to be part of the team. So both of you came in the right timing, in the right moment. And that was actually the same time that I found both of you. So I'm just grateful to be able to have you both as the team. And when it comes to like doing the work that you do for the podcast, what benefit that you're getting from doing the work that you're doing, Chase?
I'd say for me, it's been just really helpful for my growth as a writer in general to work on the show and to just kind of write in a more structured way, because a lot of the writing that I do on my own, because I have a blog too. So most of the writing that I do like by myself is more like creative or free form. It's a lot less structured than the writing that I do for the Breakfast with Tiffany show. So I'd say it's helped me to improve, I guess, kind of my storytelling skills and the way that I've learned a lot about how to properly appeal to an audience as well, I would say, with writing for the show. So that's been some of the benefits for me.
Thank you for sharing, Chase. You said you had a blog. I haven't actually checked your blog yet. Is your blog ongoing?
Yes, it's Chase Across Japan. If you look on my Instagram, it's in my Instagram bio, but it's chaseacrossjapan.wordpress.com. So I'm just talking about my experiences living in Japan for the past few months.
now that you're on the podcast, we should definitely include that the link as a link for the description. So thank you.
Okay, awesome.
What about you, Aileen?
Thank you.
I guess the biggest benefit for me is just to keep the workflow. I honestly have like quite severe procrastination issues. So being able to work in a group where like each other kind of holds each other in accountability. Honestly, I kind of discovered the type of work I want to do in the future as well, which is like this kind of group work instead of, for example, working alone in my room, like writing a paper or a report or something. So yeah, that's the biggest benefit for me.
Thank you for sharing, Aileen. And I always admire your honesty. And you've been saying that the very first time I actually met you through Toastmasters, that how you were, you know, having the issue of procrastinating. And I'm really glad that the podcast, like the work that you're doing for the podcast, helps you to focus more. And I'm just happy to hear you both like sharing all this, because I think this is really important to people know like what's going on behind the scenes of the podcast. Three of us always listen to the episode and the conversations that we're having, especially when we have the guests. If I am going to ask you what one thing have you learned from the conversations that we're having on the show, what is it? Want to start, Chase?
That's a really good question. I would say one thing I've learned is, I would say in general, maybe not what I've learned, but I just, an overall theme is probably like just empathy and understanding other people's experiences and understanding what other people go through. Because there's a very wide diversity of guests that we have on the show, and they all come from all different parts of the world and they all inhabit all different experiences and all different identities. I would say that empathizing with others and understanding what they go through and where they come from, and just in general, understanding others.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Thank you for saying that, Chase. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like all these people's stories are very unique, especially we have quite diverse identities that we have on the show. I always believe that every person, every human being has their own stories, and that's what we learn from. We always learn something from their stories. And that's what also keeps me going from doing the podcast. So thank you, Chase. How about you, Aileen?
For me, I think it's, I would say, the power of voice and the power of conversation. Because especially I myself, I have actually been kind of a loner in the past. So being able to work in this podcast and listen to all the guests' conversation with Tiffany, it really creates something that one person cannot create. Being a little bit abstract, but I think when two people are in conversation, they create kind of a third thing together that doesn't previously exist. Yeah, that's what I've learned, what I find very beautiful in a conversation.
I love what you guys are sharing on the podcast today. When it comes to doing the podcast, by the way, to the listeners, when we do the interviews, Aileen is always also, besides me doing the interview, Aileen is also present doing the checking on the guests and then also writing down some details about the conversation. Aileen is always behind the scenes doing while we're doing the interview. So thank you for doing your work, Aileen. With the continuous doing of this year's, last year, I think when I started having you both on the podcast, the focus was a lot of transgender identities as guests that we had, which is previous years, we had so many diverse of different, not just gender identities, but different also like careers and their backgrounds. If you are going to give a chance to like talk about a theme or a topic this year, what would you like to have for the show, Chase?
I know we've already had a lot of guests from this community on the show, but I would say the non-binary community, because I think they're really misunderstood. And I think a lot of people hold a lot of misconceptions about who non-binary people are and like what they can be and what exactly it is that they, I guess what they kind of represent within the queer community. So I probably would highlight the stories of non-binary people in general.
I love that. Is there also a non-binary day in a celebration?
I'm pretty sure there is, yeah.
There should be, right? So yeah, maybe we can do that in 1 month of like focusing on non-binary for that month, for example.
That would be amazing.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that idea, Chase. I would love to have that too. Although we already had a few non-binary guests also on the show. Mm-hmm. Like what you said, it's also good to understand and a lot of misconceptions about them. So definitely
exactly.
Sharing their stories and sharing their experiences will probably have more understanding to them. So thank you. Aline?
I don't know. I can see so many possibilities. But one thing that comes to my mind is that I think 2024 will be a big year for marriage equality in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So yes.
I think there is a big court decision coming in a few months, I think. Mm. Maybe we can do something special about that, like cover how things here are going on in Japan. I think that would be very insightful.
Oh, truly. Because we're here, we're like based in Japan. We can definitely highlight stories and updates on what's happening on that. We're always on the hope that the marriage equality will be approved, and hopefully 2024 is that year for us to have that.
Maybe we're witnessing histories here.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a history because, again, once it starts from Japan, the ripple effect that will benefit other Asian countries. Like, I'm from the Philippines. You, Alina, are from China. That will have at least, an impact to other Asian countries, especially they're looking up to Japan. So, definitely. I love having conversations with both of you. Maybe we should do, a check-in every now and then. But it's been great to talk to both of you. And I think what both of you are doing for the podcast has been really a big, big help for me and for our listeners. This year, it is a good start to the year to have conversations with both of you. If you have any words or message to our listeners, what message would you give, Chase? And if you have any on mind, Aline first, we'll go for Aline.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, keep tuning in because there's going to be a lot to look forward to.
Exactly. Here's the thing. The thing about I've been trying since the very first time I started the podcast with other teams, previous team members, we've been trying to really reach out to our listeners, what they want to hear, what they want to, gain from the podcast. And we are getting a lot of good response, but we don't really get that connections from our listeners. So I really hope that this year, 2024, we can have that understanding of what our listeners wants to hear and what conversations they want to hear from us. Like we can deliver the message, we can deliver the conversations that they want to hear because they're the ones who's listening and they're the ones who's following the podcast. And I believe that what we're already giving is already giving them a benefit of understanding and learning from people's stories. But I think it's also important to know really what they want to hear from us. So keep tuning in from Aline. And what about you, Chase?
I would probably say the same thing. Keep listening, keep sharing, engage on social media, reviews, tell everybody about the podcast. Yeah, keep mm-hmm. sharing, keep listening.
So thank you, Chase and Aline. I know you both are like this is the first time you guys are on the episode of a show. And I really appreciate for both of you for agreeing because I'm the one who asked both of you to be on the podcast for this episode. But I want our listeners to know who really is the other people behind the scenes and helping this podcast grow. And it's the team. It's not just me. It's the team who's really doing the effort to do all this work to be able to have the podcast. So happy new year to both of you and happy new year to all our listeners. And we hope that they will continue listening and hopefully they will engage with us more so then we have more understanding about what they want to hear on the podcast. So thank you, Aline, and thank you, Chase, again, and say bye to everyone.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello to our lovely listeners out there. First off, We would love to extend our gratitude as our platform has been expanding with the love and support from our audience. We felt that this would be a great opportunity to announce that the Breakfast with Tiffany show is opening positions to all you creatives, artistic, and expressive individuals who would like to challenge themselves and learn what's it like to be a part of our podcast, our upcoming newsletter, and our YouTube channel, where you get exclusive behind the scenes, grow your network, and gain experience in a space that values your well-being and goals. We have a diverse team with members from different backgrounds, skill sets, and ambitions who began as they enjoyed the content of what we do here. If this sounds like an experience you would love to try out, feel free to send us an email at breakfastwithtiffanyshow@outlook.com. Again, breakfastwithtiffanyshow@outlook.com, and we will also include that on our podcast show notes. And let us know who you are, why you are applying, and any questions you might have for us. We are eagerly waiting to hear from you and introduce you to our team. With lots of love from yours truly and the rest of the team of Breakfast with Tiffany show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do, and I hope you know how much you matter, how much I appreciate your time for listening, how much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and healthy.
Join us again next Tuesday for the Breakfast with Tiffany show with Tiffany Rossdale.